Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Brown. The Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe is moving forward with its plans for a casino in southeastern Massachusetts, in the city of Taunton. The tribe and a developer today unveiled a detailed construction plan for work at what's now an industrial park at the intersection of Routes 24 and 140. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was at the presentation and joins us now. Hi, Kurt.
Glad to be here, Steve.
First off, what does this whole plan look like?
Well, what you didn't see today was those artist renderings that you may have seen at the Foxborough proposal, what some people are calling the Log Cabin Casino, or the Suffolk Downs racetrack-themed proposal. This was more of a presentation to 70 people at city offices. It was a lot like, you know, a PowerPoint presentation that would go in front of a planning board meeting, right? Mm-hmm. And so what you saw was an aerial view of the 145 acres that the tribe has options on and wants to develop. It shows the 150,000 square foot casino close to the entrance off the highway, shows big parking lots, three hotels, retail shops, and a water park in one of those hotels.
So what really distinguishes this casino from some of the others that are being proposed?
Well, here's how Mashpee Tribal Chair Cedric Cromwell sold it to the folks who showed up at the presentation.
This in itself will be, number one, a best-in-class destination resort casino. That will bring people from not only across the Commonwealth, across the country and across the world to Taunton.
The words world class kept coming up, but I think if you have, you know, water park in the back of your mind, that's not a bad way to picture it. Cromwell emphasized afterward that this will be a family destination. That's why the water park, the shops, and the restaurants are there too.
What's this going to cost?
The tribe and developer are not talking about the cost, although they did say that they're confident that they're going to get the financing. What they did want to talk about was the jobs and the money that's going to come in to go into the local economy and the money that goes to the city to help it with mitigation efforts. So the jobs, 1,000 union ones during four phases of construction, and around 2,500 permanent ones when the casino and all the hotels are up and running.
You just mentioned that this is going to be broken down into phases of construction. Do they have a timetable?
Yeah, so the first phase would take just over a year. That's for the casino, restaurants, retail, and parking. Each of the next phases are basically for each of the three hotels and stuff that comes along with them. And the timetable for that last one is 5 years. So consider the fact that it may take several years before this proposal, if it got the green light, would get the green light. And so you're really talking about, you know, almost a decade practically before everything is done.
Now, of course, this is just one of several casino plans coming forward in the southeastern region. There's the possibility of a neighboring one in Foxborough. I mentioned that, a slots parlor in either Plainville or Rainham. Neither of those are very far away from Taunton. How confident is the tribe and Taunton leadership that they'll be successful with this?
Well, they really say they're very confident that they're going to be able to move forward with this. And, you know, and one key part is sort of city support for this. And so here's how Taunton Mayor Tom Hoy put it today.
If it works out, fabulous. It's to the betterment of the city. If it doesn't, then we'll go back to the drawing board and we'll find other opportunities. But for right now, I think this is a wonderful opportunity for the city.
Now, there are some, you know, hurdles ahead, starting with a city vote, like the town votes in early June. But they feel pretty good about it.
Okay. Thank you very much. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch.
You got it.